Brutish and short, Hobbes said life would be outside of society. And that's how we tend to think of the lives of our ancestors, isn't it? But is it right that people, say in the Middle Ages, didn't live past their 40s? Well, that's been debunked. ANU archaeologist Christine Cave examined the teeth of people buried in British cemeteries between 475 and 625 AD. She told Peter Lloyd what she found.
I always get asked, how old is old? And people are surprised when I say, you know, 70 or 80 years old. Well, what I did was, as I'm examining Anglo-Saxon individuals, I travelled to England and looked at the skeletal remains of three cemeteries worth of individuals.
Were you surprised by what you found?
Not really, no, because even though the general belief has been that no one lived to an old age in the past, I mean, historical documents, you know, from, say, Roman times, ancient Greeks and things have told us that there were always some people who lived to what we'd call a grand old age.
How do they live to a grand old age? I mean, not everyone did. So what made these people different? Is it they were wealthy or they ate better?
Especially in a very basic society that, you know, without any outside resources, wealth can be useful because they'd get first pick of the food and that. But often it's really just luck. Genetics, you know, luck that you don't get killed in a battle or fall off your horse, luck that you don't get a disease. A little bit like today, really.
Does this suggest a great failure of modern medicine then? There hasn't been that much of an advance from what you're arguing.
Yeah.
We haven't really come that far forward in 2,000 years.
Well, we've come forward because so many more people live to these old ages. Whereas, you know, it might have been less than 10% of the population lived past 65. Now, it's a very large proportion. I can't give you the figures.
So is the fact here, though, that what you've identified is some people lived past 40, but many people still did not?
Well, quite a few didn't, but a lot more lived past 40 than is believed.
Is this research myth-busting, good stuff for dinner parties, or is there something more we can do with this information?
It's certainly good stuff for dinner parties and myth-busting, but I think there's more. I mean, if we want to understand the past, and, you know, a lot of research is done to understand the past, for reasons of understanding the present and the future. But if we want to truly understand these past societies, we need to be able to identify all the individuals who lived in it, not just the, you know, sexy warriors, the pretty princesses, or, you know, the wealthy, the whatever. We need to be able to look at the old, the poor, you know, the women, the children, and see the whole society, not just the fashionable ones.
ANU archaeologist Christine Cave with a fashionable and youthful Peter Lloyd.